Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart and Radio MD. Thanks for calling in and listening. We have a wonderful, wonderful segment and show for you today. This is the top medical news of the week. We will cover treating reflux with diet. Does diet work as well as protein pump inhibitors, those medicines, the purple pill, etc., for treating reflux and the cough and mucus and hoarse voice that comes with it? We'll talk about that in a few minutes, as well as what Harvey and Irma have done that you should watch out for. It relates to mosquitoes. And mold, the serious health risk is still coming after Harvey and Irma's flooding. And now Maria, obviously, poor Puerto Rico, jeez. Wellness foreplay, relationship problems, get more sleep. Human evolution in action, national selection means we're hitting puberty later, and a huge, if you will, problem, we're not procreating as much. Wellness foreplay, more evidence links exercise to a lower stroke risk. Overtreatment is common, docs, not with stroke, but in general. And opioids aren't the only pain drugs to fear. The FDA widens the holds on immunotherapy combination blood cancer trials. Why? And what do we mean by holds? And will an experimental blood test be a game changer for Alzheimer's disease? What if you knew about Alzheimer's 30 years before you actually developed it? Would you change what you did? Vaginal estrogen, even oral estrogen, new studies come out, not tied to cancer, not tied to heart disease risk, maybe tied to living longer and better. And the guest segment this week, Dr. Steven Mandel, a breakthrough on suicide prevention with ketamine. Let's go and start with the drug therapy for reflux esophagitis, reflux laryngitis. So this was actually a trial in 85 patients, age 60, treated with protein pump inhibitors Nexium and Dexilant versus treated with alkaline water and the Mediterranean diet. A regimen low in meat, low in dairy, rich in olive oil, nuts, fish, beans, fruits, and vegetables. The study was 6 weeks long. What happened? Well, believe it or not, the diet won. That is, 54% of the people in the protein pump inhibitor group achieved a significant 6-point reduction on the index of, if you will, excessive throat mucus, annoying cough, heartburn, and others. But 63% in the diet cohort did, and the average score reduction was 27% for those in the PPI group, 40% for the dieters. So if you think you've got, reflux laryngitis and have a hoarse throat or anything, try the Mediterranean diet. And, of course, a little alkaline water with it. And that's the top news story of the week, the Automegas treating reflux with diet. So, and how common is that? It's over 50% of Americans say they suffer it. Obesity brings it on, of course. What happens with the floodwaters? Well, the floodwaters, the major problem appears to be mold afterwards. And whether you got to dry it out within 2 days. What's the chance of it being dried out in Puerto Rico where they don't have electricity, they even had fans? Or in Florida where they didn't have electricity for 2 days? Or in Houston? Not likely. So, major problem, they've got mold. What do you do about it? New therapy. Guess what? Abandon that home. Knock down all the wood if you can't get it dry in 2 days. But what's the new therapy for you if you get exposed to those toxins? Well, we don't know how good this is because it's anecdotal, but it may be a sauna. That's right. This was a therapy done for 4 days a week for 6 weeks for 20 minutes, and it wasn't the real hot sauna. It was a far infrared sauna, which is just a sauna that heats your skin and underneath you without the hotness in the area around you. So it's not 160 degrees. It's like 110 degrees in the sauna. But you get the benefits of sweating out the bad stuff and maybe a lot of the mold and toxins, according to this study. So get rid of the mold and toxins by drying out stuff within 2 days. If you don't have electricity, I don't know how you get it within 2 days. But what you do then, after throwing out all that moldy stuff, all that wood that's got the water in it, all the draperies, etc., then what you have to do is maybe try the sauna. Sauna, by the way, there's a whole bunch of data that I just came across on infrared saunas decreasing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. This is actually in radiant heat saunas in Finland, by about 60% decreasing sudden death in people who used it 5 times a week for 20 minutes by about 40%. Really amazing data on sauna. Almost when I looked at it, there's not quite enough data to say I want to get one myself or would tell my patients to get one. But maybe we'll get enough data in the short piece of time. What's the other problem? Well, we're going to have a mosquito outbreak. And that mosquito, that's because those mosquitoes that were in Texas and the Gulf and in Florida, that wind pushed those poor mosquitoes all the way to Canada. And they're going to be hungry and bite the heck out of you. Wear DEET, wear long clothing if you go out. Relationship problems. This is an interesting study of 43 couples taking part in an Ohio State University study. Talked about relationship problems. And they said the couples that were arguing are those who not getting enough sleep. Couples were more likely to be hostile, like the couple fighting about the child's birthday party when both partners were functioning on less than 7 hours. Key, get more sleep. It cured the problem in about half the people, which to me is amazing because I would have thought they were more deep and underlying than that. The next issue is, the next story is overtreatment is common. I don't know how to say this, but the docs say they're ordering 30% more tests because of defensive medicine, and they're giving drugs. And that comes to the next story. It isn't just opioids, but non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, Advil, etc., are ones that seem to have a problem if you don't drink enough water or have too many of those drugs. Next story is, and message for you, is one that I don't know what to do with this story, because all it is the FDA said these drugs like Keytruda used in other ways seem to have a increased risk of death.
More of the You, the Owner's Manual podcast with Dr. Mike Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Organifi. Organifi is an organic superfood supplement line that makes quality, trusted nutrition convenient and accessible. We all know green juice is good for us, but have any of you tried juicing? Not only does it cost a fortune, especially if you're shopping organic, but it is also very time-consuming. And that's why I opt for Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder that you just add to water and get your greens on the go. It helps me sustain energy all throughout the day. It's quick and easy nutrition on the go. And it's not just any green juice. Remember, it's organic, and I want you to try it out, all right? Go to Organifi.com, and we're going to save you 20% off by using the code YOU, that's Y-O-U, at checkout. Once again, try out Organifi Green Juice for 20% off using code YOU, Y-O-U, at checkout at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
Will an experimental blood test be a game changer for Alzheimer's? Maybe. New drug test that looks at, it's actually putting your blood in face of a diamond refractometer, and this shows the abnormal proteins in your blood if you develop or are on the way to developing Alzheimer's disease. Why is this such a breakthrough? Well, because we can't diagnose Alzheimer's disease without a very expensive $3,000 PET scan. So we keep looking at, and hard to get, so we keep looking at ways to make the diagnosis earlier and earlier so that, one, we can intervene and you can intervene. We know 9 things you can do to decrease dementia in addition to those infrared saunas. Who knows, that maybe that's 10. But the 9 things, manage stress, most important. Take a stress management course, learn to manage it. Do physical activity. Exercise for the rest of the body releases a protein that goes to your brain that releases in your brain neurotrophic growth factor, increasing the size of your memory center. Third one is do speed of processing games. We've talked about that. Get DHA is number 4. Avoid the snake oil foods, simple sugars, added syrups, simple carbs, foods with saturated fat, foods with trans fat. Well, that's enough to start you on your journey to getting much healthier. Then you want to take the Fab 8 set of supplements, including vitamin D, including coenzyme Q10. Well, we'll go through that one other day. Vaginal and systemic estrogen. Remember the Women's Health Initiative, which stopped everyone from getting estrogen therapy? Wrong. The long-term data has just come out, 20-year data, and it shows no hazard, no increased cancer, and no increased heart disease. And guess what? That wasn't even an optimal, that wasn't even a good estrogen. You want a bioidentical estrogen, and you want a micronized progestin. The progestin, the acetated, oppose the problem. And you want to take a baby aspirin every morning and every night with half a glass of warm water before and afterwards to do the deed of protecting yourself, because 70% of the complications are relating to clots. Well, I'm going to turn this over just before we get a guest. And for the next question, we really need to find out from Bill Klaproth about the episode sponsor, who's sponsoring the You, the Owner Manual podcast. Bill, take it away. And by the way, after Bill take it away, we appreciate the sponsors greatly. So, you've now heard a set of stories. Download this is 8:59 a. Download the B to get a really great guest. This was a guest segment that is on the breakthrough in suicide prevention with ketamine and a breakthrough in depression treatment with ketamine. We'll be right back with a new guest in just a moment on You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Randall, thanks for great engineering. You're listening to 8:59 a. Download us. Download the A's, the B's. Sometimes we even have a C. But download all of our segments and rate us. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you, Randall, for great engineering, as usual.